would love to introduce it to you again. It is taken from Prabhupada's writing, Teachings of Lord Kapila, chapter 14, purport to verse 32. He says, in the beginning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. Now with the first Hare, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually says, yes, what is it that you want? The answer is, please engage me in your service. This should be our prayer. So, the root of the Maha Mantra, from where it all starts, is Hare, which is a personal address or a call to Srimati Radharani, the pleasure energy or the energy of Lord Krishna, who can actually connect the soul with Krishna again. So when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you should focus your attention on the first Hare, because by focusing your attention in every mantra which you chant on that entry point, so to say, Hare, you will attain a connectedness. It is a very amazing practice, and I would love to guide you now into it. What I will do is, I will speak while you chant, and I will instruct you. You will hear my voice, and you will also hear your own chanting. And I will again and again remind you to bring your mind to the first Hare. It can be quite intense if you do it, and I encourage you to be now fully with me. I first want to request you, do you all have your bead bags with you? You have. Then the next thing is, please do sit straight. You are saved. We will chant in one voice now the entire mantra, and don't forget, when I will speak to you and do different things, but you should just ignore the disturbance which I will... It's not a disturbance. You should just continue to chant and apply what I tell to you. Yes? So we are ready to start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Start to speak. Hey, continue. Whatever I say, continue. When you will start your next mantra, bring all your attention to the first Hare. Now,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Your task is very simple. Whenever you start a new mantra, full attention to the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
You're not yet putting your full attention to the first Hari. Now concentrate and Hare Krishna, yes.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Start to collect your concentration and now, yes, very good. Full attention to only the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Your full attention, like a laser, on the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
You do not have to concentrate on anything else, but the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
First Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Please try your best.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
And again, the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please continue. When you will chant the first Hari, put your hand like this. You will hear yourself better.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Try to hear.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hear the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
First Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Okay, enough. We will now go a step further. When we are entering the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the mantra is like a stream. It is eternal. Just like Krishna is eternal, His name is eternal. It comes from eternal time and goes to eternal time. We are here where the drawings of the people are in the year 2014, as far as I'm informed. I don't think it's very important to count the years, but for convenience sake, there may be some use. We are now entering the stream of the Hare Krishna mantra, and we do it like the second person who is already entering into this dream with full attention, full concentration, nothing else than the Hari. You should forget your home, you should forget your name, your passport, your country, your different identifications, the things you have to do. Just enter the eternal stream of the mantra with the first Hari. You have done so. Now we will do what person number three, who's here, does. He is deep in the stream and he lets go of all other concentration techniques. You know, when you enter a river, you watch where do your feet go, you watch that you keep your balance and so on. You're very much attentive to what you do, but as you are in the river, you just let go. You just let go and flow in the stream of the holy name. So I will do this one time alone with you, and when I give you the signal, this is the signal, then I request you to do like you see the three people doing. First, the first person, you watch it. This is what you will do now. You will watch me chanting, and then you enter with the first Hari. But after some time, you should let go of this concentration technique and just be in the stream of the holy name. By the way, it's a beautiful original piece of art. Very nice, very nice. Oops. So, are you ready? Is the exercise clear to you? It's a little bit deeper than you've heard me doing it already. It's clear, isn't it? First with technique, first Hari, that's when you're the middle person, and then you swim. I really feel this analogy of the three people is very good. First, you're just observing the mantra, you're not in the mantra really, but then you enter the mantra, and then you float, or you are absorbed with the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. All I'm trying now is to be surrounded by the mantra. I'm trying to float in it. You know, I'm forgetting everything else. I'm just hearing the holy name. I'm not thinking anything. I'm not doing a technique. I'm just absorbing myself in the holy name. And this is possible after you have trained the mind a little bit with the first Hari, where you give it a task which is relatively easy. One name is easy. So you please listen to me, and then we will do it in one voice again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Please continue.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Just absorb yourself in the natural flow of the sacred sound vibration.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
specific technique. Just let the sound work on you. Let the sound carry you. Let the sound transport you. Allow the sound to enter you. Do not resist the sound of Krishna's holy name.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Even if one completes one's rounds, if one does it very carelessly, that is a fault. Therefore, one should always be careful to see not only that the rounds are chanted, but that they are chanted properly. One should give up the desire to increase the number of rounds for show, at the sacrifice of quality. In performing both Nam Sankirtan or Kirtan and Japa, one should always try his best to be fully attentive. One must constantly chant the holy name with mind fully concentrated, feeling dependent on the mercy of the Lord. For advancement, one should pray. Be merciful, Lord, and help me. Help me to prevent inattention so that I may develop a taste for the nectar of the name. Haridas Thakur now gives a recommendation. The devotee practices japa of the holy name sitting in a solitary place alone for a short period in the beginning, with mind in full concentration. He continuously prays to the Lord to be able to chant the clear holy name with a fully devotional mind. And then Haridas Thakur makes a point which I find striking, a point which has flown into the third point of your course guidelines, pray. Huh? He says, since it is impossible to overcome the offense of inattention without the mercy of the Lord, the devotee prays, in great anxiety, I beg for your mercy, O Lord. Being full of compassion, show your mercy. If I do not make an endeavor to attain your mercy, I am very unfortunate, son of Sachi. for the mercy of the Lord, the root of success in devotional service. My dear devotees, you may try so many things as you have so nicely and so completely discussed in the earlier session. But it is not by your own efforts, but by the mercy of the Lord. Haridas says, if I do not make an endeavor to attain your mercy, I am very unfortunate, O son of Sachi. For the mercy of the Lord is the root of success in devotional service. I was a little while ago struck when Gaurahari said something during his japa tune in sessions, and I was there, and he said, simply by one's own endeavor it is impossible to control the restless mind. Such a victory over the mind can only be attained by the mercy of the Lord. And I said, wow, that sounds good. From where did you get it? And he said, you said it. Really? When did I say it? And he pointed out, and I went back to my notes and I found the exact words in a translation of Harinam Chintamani, which is really a literal translation from the Bengali into the English, that says, simply by one's own efforts it's impossible to control the restless mind. Such a victory can only be obtained by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, it is appropriate for me, my Lord, to constantly beg for your mercy while I chant. This is the exact quote. And the fact that I had quoted it but not remembered it told me something. That we are often interested in techniques. We are often interested in skills. We are often interested to work on our abilities. But really, to become a good kirtaniya, to become a devotee, is entirely up to the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, this guideline, pray, which you find as the third guideline, just above your review, your sankalpa, is a very important thing. Yesterday I saw that some devotees had started to pray to the deities after the evening kirtan, and that was wonderful. I would love to encourage the rest of you who are still not praying to learn this simple technique, and you will be able to experience miracles in your chanting. This is what Haridas Thakur at the end of this chapter on inattention says, that simply by one's own efforts it is not possible to overcome the offense of inattention. May I ask you, why is it so important to overcome the offense of inattention? Why is it so important to work here? Yes, I would love to see the course members. It's a lot of information for you, isn't it? Please remember, Anna, yes? It's the root of all other offenses. This was spoken here. Even if one successfully overcomes all the other offenses in chanting, and we will hear a few more, And even if one chants the name continuously, that is from morning till evening and throughout the night, even if one does this, prema may still not appear. The reason for this is that one commits the offense known as pramada, or inattention. It is from this offense that all the other anattas arise. It's the root of all, it comes, or the source of all the others. So therefore, it's very important, and I would love to give you a little reading assignment. Please note it down. Your assignment will be... to read page 45 of your book, the 54, I made a mistake, 54, I'm not so good at numbers. So it's the starting with the third paragraph of the page, it starts, pramada means inattention or carelessness. It is from this offense that all others are right. Please read the entire page 55, and then you should please end your reading with the second paragraph of 56. If you still can read, you please finish the whole page 56, where the eagerness for the name, the opposite of inattention, is described. I request you to read this, and then I have a question for you. Please note the question down. Why do you think that Haridas Thakur explains that on one's own one is unable to overcome the root cause of all the other offenses? Why do you think Haridas Thakur says we need help? Why? You can just say, why do we need help in overcoming this offense? Please ponder about it, because he says this for no other offense. He says, only for this one, you definitely need the help of Krishna. This is as far as your reading assignment is. I will test you a little bit tomorrow on if you have read. But it will be mild and gentle. Don't worry. Please don't be afraid of me. Now I want to ask Gaurahari, who was so kind to share this quotation with me. Although it came from me in an unreflected way, I had not kept it in my mind, he reminded me of this. So Gaurahari will now do Sankirtan. The text says we should do japa with attention, and we should do Sankirtan with attention. Maybe Gaurahari, what you could do is you could give the course participants a little tune in and tell them what you do to be attentive during your kirtan.
So, I think I'd like to follow in the line of Maharaj, of being working very intensely to concentration. When we do japa, often we speak about that, but in kirtan, we often focus more on different type of moods that we chant. And what helps me a lot in kirtan is to work also very attentively on the hearing, and that's actually the whole reason why we have call response. We have one devotee leading the kirtan so that everyone can hear, then everyone sings so that the leader can hear. And most of the time when it's our turn to sing, we sing, but when it's the leader singing, it's our time to space out or to think of other things.
Little pause.
So I would say this is actually extremely Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Haridas Thakur was saying in the quote we had today, as soon as we work on this attention, immediately taste will be there. Immediately we will feel the potency of Krishna consciousness. So just by this effort of hearing very carefully when the leader sings or when the other repeats, will immediately bring us in a strong contact with the holy name. And so that's what I will just say.
Thank you.
To just hearing, careful hearing, and immediately we will feel the strength of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Guru Nitai ki jai, Shri Radha Kanhaiya Lal ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.
Show, Hare Krishna. We are coming to the end of this morning session. Thank you very much for participating so nicely. I was really thinking when I heard the different presentations, we should do this again. Where you get a text and work with the text and find it according to the system of Shravana and that Shravana, where you read it, Manana, where you reflect in the group about it, and then Nididhyasana, think of how to apply it. Then you really have the text. You can absorb the text, it's with you. Please keep this even for your own reading. The first reading, just read, then reflect. You can also do this parallelly. In other words, you can overlap the reflecting part and do it while you do your first reading. But then always stop at the end and see how you can apply it. Only by this last thing can you make a text your own and not forget it. Very fine, very nice. We learned a lot today. So I want to just close the session by requesting you to be there at 4 o'clock, if I have it right. You have now 2 hours pause, eating and digesting. And at 4 o'clock, you will meet Gaurahari. Can you please tell us again?
I can just have a show of hands. We could also do it here. I don't know how many would prefer to be outside, how many would prefer to be here in the room. So let's say like this. How many would like to be outside?
Yes.
Let's do it outside, the same place we did yesterday, in the lawn, down close to the tent where we take passage.
Is there shade in
there? Yeah, there is a shade.
Fine, that will be at from 4 to 5, and then we will add from 5 to 6 a special kirtan session. It will be a surprise, I can't tell you more, but it will be announced to you at the end of the Japa retreat, where it will take place and what it is. One last thing, yes. You remember, we entered the retreat with the idea of forming a sankalpa. Sankalpa is an inner orientation, and it should accompany you during this kirtan course, like an inspiration, like a friend who reminds you what is important, a friend who concentrates your energy. And we have this beautiful, beautiful card which we gave it to you. Rishabha, hold it up, so I think you remember. By this evening you should be ready with your sankalpa. It would be nice if you bring your sankalpa with you to the kirtan session in the evening, which starts at 7:30 in the temple room. And then after the kirtan, we will all assemble before the deities and read to them or tell to them our sankalpa and beg them or request them to empower us during these 2 months, that we can really come out as transformed human beings who are very happy and very enlivened in their Krishna consciousness. So by this evening you should be ready. I see some of you have written a lot. Sorry, I can't read what it is, but it seems to be very substantial. It's either a lot or it is brief, as you please. It's something between you. Fine, I'm happy to announce we will end this session 5 minutes earlier or 7 minutes earlier than usual. You have a little time. I just need to speak to Gaurahari, Manu, and Banu Nandini just immediately now. Good. Hare Krishna. See you. See you at 7:30 latest.